Target is a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. And we'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house, live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed too fast to feel like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car, I got a job that pays all my bills. Stay out drinking late at the bar. See more of your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me'd find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Less than 2 weeks after Hurricane Helene slammed ashore along Florida's Gulf Coast, Hurricane Milton is now taking aim. The storm is expected to hit late tomorrow night. People are trying to leave Florida. ABC's Jim Ryan has more from the airport in Tampa.
With dozens of counties under a state of emergency, residents of coastal Florida didn't have to be told twice to run for safety. On Monday night, Tampa International Airport was crowded with people trying to get out of town. As the weather worsens, the airport is closing today.
The highways also packed this morning with tens of thousands of people trying to flee. Vice President Kamala Harris appearing on 60 Minutes saying of her November opponent,
I believe in my soul and heart the American people are ready to turn the page.
Donald Trump was extended an offer to appear on the program as well. Separately, he agreed, but at the last moment pulled out. Two pioneers in machine learning and artificial intelligence awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics today. This is ABC News. She was a star in her own right and a mother to a legend. Grammy-winning singer Cissy Houston has died. Wasn't it good?
And the matriarch of a family with plenty more where that came from. Gospel star and music legend Cissy Houston, mother of Whitney Houston, has passed away at the age of 91 after a battle with Alzheimer's disease. The two-time Grammy winner got her start singing in church with her siblings before ultimately going solo. It was in 1963 that she gave birth to her daughter, Whitney. Whitney became one of the biggest stars in the world and then eventually faced tough battles with drug addiction. She would die from an accidental drowning in 2012.
ABC's Danny New. Some doctors and nurses may need a refresher on taking blood pressure. A new study says too many are taking the readings with the patient's arm in the wrong place. That could throw things off enough to lead to a misdiagnosis of hypertension. When you get your blood pressure taken, your arm should be on a table and the cuff even with your heart. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A woman from North Carolina is waiting out the aftermath of Hurricane Helene in central Wisconsin. Melissa Kay has her story.
Andrea Ducklow said, while things are devastated in Spruce Pine, North Carolina, people are getting help. But the spread of misinformation on social media is causing harm, too.
Don't politicize our disaster because there's a lot of people missing. There's a lot of people that have died. And there's a lot of people that lost everything.
I'm Melissa Kay.
A man is in jail after a weekend standoff in Waukesha. Police responded to a domestic incident on Saturday. The man barricaded himself in his home by the time officers arrived. De-escalation efforts failed, so officers used tear gas. The alleged victim and two police officers suffered minor injuries. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brunet, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This is your reminder for this Wednesday at 5 p.m. It's the Flambeau River YMCA and Myron Construction's open house. This will be taking place from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. and will be a cookout and your chance to meet the project team and get a close-up view of the construction. This will be located at the former City Hall, 45 Fifth Avenue here in Park Falls, and once again is set for this Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Then, this Sunday from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., Sunshine's Agriculture Farm Experience is hosting their Trick or Treat the Animals. You can join them to trick or treat with the cows, calves, pigs, goats, chickens, ducks, horses, and a rabbit. Each animal station will have a game or activity to play and have a piece of candy or a prize with it. You can participate in a scavenger hunt and come in costume. There will be a costume contest at 3 p.m. Cost to attend the event is $5 for a child ages 2 and up. Once again, this is this Sunday from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. at Sunshine's Agriculture Farm Experience in Mellon. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been your local Civic Media News.
There are no funeral notices for today. And now a look at today's funeral notices. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Mark, our qualifying begins today for our 98Q Backyard Barbecue giveaway. The date of the giveaway is October 30th. In order to be there to win, you have to qualify. You have to be one of our qualifiers. So we're doing that through text to qualify. The key word for today is lanes, L-A-N-E-S. The lanes is where we'll have the big event on October 30th. So lanes, L-A-N-E-S, text that to us. You'll be in to possibly be one of today's qualifiers for the Backyard Barbecue. Someone's going to win a grill that day. Everybody who shows up is going to win a prize. But in order to show up, you got to be on the list. You got to be invited. So lanes, L-A-N-E-S, text that to us sometime today. Text to qualify with the 98Q Backyard Barbecue Contest.
The Bucks shooting guard injured. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks guard Gary Trent Jr. suffered a hyperextended left elbow in that preseason opener in Detroit. Trent signed in free agency from the Raptors. Damian Lillard looked good, scoring 15 points in 17 minutes, and talked about what his first year in Milwaukee was like.
It was just a blur. You know, I feel like everything happened so fast. You know, I think I came here 2 days before camp started, but I just feel way better coming into this year.
The Bucks host the Lakers in a preseason game Thursday night. NFL, the Packers, back at home, will host the Cardinals Sunday. Matt LaFleur says he expects Romeo Dobbs will be back at practice tomorrow after meeting with the wide receiver yesterday. Were there any signs he was upset about something?
Like, with all due respect to everything, I appreciate your question. I'd rather, you know, what's done is done and we're moving forward. I expect us collectively as a team to continue to move that way.
Mets Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
My son Aiden has asthma. Secondhand smoke has triggered his asthma so bad to the point where he had to end up in the emergency room. And he has spent multiple nights in intensive care. Now he's on a whole bunch of medications. My tip to you is, don't be shy to tell people not to smoke around your kids.
4 out of 10 U.S. kids are exposed to secondhand smoke. If you or someone you know wants free help to quit smoking, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1156.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather. Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-60s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the northwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight clear with a low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
But you better be on time. Any man of mine will say it fits just right. When last year's dress is just a little too tight, and anything I do will say better be okay when I have a bad hair day. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, looking better than me. And when I cook him dinner and I burn it black, he better say, I like it like that, yeah. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, yeah.
Oh! much for the after party. Let's tell everybody we got lost. I think me and you should do our own thing, our own way, at my place, my way. Take it from me, if you want a t-shirt to sleep in, it's my favorite, but you can keep it. Looks good, baby, you should leave it hanging off your shoulder. Give me them bare feet dancing down the hall and smiling at me, running your finger down the wall. You know what I want, I got what you need. Take it from me. But you can keep it. Looks good, baby, you should leave it hanging off your shoulder. Give me them bare feet dancing down the hall and smiling at me, running your finger down the wall. You know what I want, I got what you need. Take it from me. Just take it from me. Take it from me. If you want a t-shirt to sleep in, it's my favorite, but you can keep it. Looks good, baby, you should leave it hanging off your shoulder. Give me them bare feet dancing down the hall and smiling at me, running your finger down the wall. You know what I want, I got what you need. Take it from me. Just take it from me.
Hey y'all, this is Drew Baldridge.
She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
A long-lived cowgirl, never gonna settle on down, girl.
Thanks for cranking the country.
I just love it.
98Q Country.
States jammed with gunners like me, afraid of coming in last. But somewhere in the race we run, we're coming up. Just the other night, I watched the world flash by. Talk about forever, but we've only got today. And the days go by, I can feel them flying like a hand out the window as the cars go by. It's all we've been given, so you better start living. You better start living, better start living right now. As days go by, I can feel it flying like a hand out the window in the wind. The cars go by, it's all we've been given, so you better start living right now. As days go by, come out. Yeah, these days go by, come out. Oh, so take them by the hand, yours and mine. Take them by the hand, a little life. Take them by the hand, don't let them all fly by. Come on, come on now. Come on now. Don't you know the days go by?
To the sand, it's all we talked about lately. I packed a car, bring your guitar and Jane for smoking. First thing at dawn, you'd cue the songs and we get going. But you went home, waited on the porch for you, sat there alone all throughout the morn till I got a hunch down in my gut and snuck around the back. Empty cans and I'll be damned, your bags were never packed. Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Where there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your alibi? I'm on my way back to LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten. Wash up in Austin. A hell of a bluff, you had me believing. How many months did you plan on leaving? What happened? Bad habits. You go back, go back. I loved you, how tragic. Oh, did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Where there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your
The new artist called Dasha, D-A-S-H-A, Dasha, and the song is called Austin at 98Q Country. And a Tuesday begins with a temp right around 30. Cooler for you low-lying swamp dwellers. We'll see about 60, it looks like, for today. Another nice day, and the acceptable fall weather continues. We're well above normal. I think I heard that Friday's high temp forecasted to be 66. And football, that's football. Usually it's cold when we get into game, what are we, into game 6 or 7 of the season? Haven't really had a cold night yet. But it's going to be game time will probably be a little bit cooler than that. But still, for the parents of middle school, JV, high school, varsity football students, it has been a wonderful season to enjoy the games out there and not be freezing your tuchuses off. So 60 is what we're looking at today. The chances of rain very little until we get into Sunday, Monday. We actually have some optimism for some rain on Sunday, Monday. Overnight lows are going to be a little bit below freezing. So if that precipitation happens overnight, we could jump right from summer into snow right away. It's not going to be anything significant, but we know once we get into October in Wisconsin, the possibilities are always there. But the mild, crazy mild weather continues. We could see a high temp of 70 on Thursday, they're saying. And we're not done next week either. It's going to cool off a little bit over the weekend, but we may at least stay in the 50s and 60s possibly for next week. The American Red Cross dropped us a note here this morning at the radio station. They are working to restock critical needed blood supply due to various reasons, including the Hurricane Helene, and now, of course, the pending Hurricane Milton that's set to hit Florida. So donors outside of those affected areas are encouraged to make an appointment to give now and to help keep the blood supply stable. As a thank you, anybody who gives this month is going to get a $10 Amazon gift card by email. Nice. Plus, be automatically entered for a chance to win one of three $5,000 gift cards. Whoa. So for full details, redcrossblood.org/treat, you can find area places to give blood at redcrossblood.org. So some incentive for you to get out and give. Of course, Hurricane Milton is the big story. It's going to hit Tampa. Could be the worst ever, they say. Hurricane to hit that area. And they already, parts of those areas of Florida already were affected by Helene. And they have mandatory evacuations for certain parts of Florida. And people are on their way out already. Watching some of the news clips here, traffic jams put people taking them 3-4 hours just to get about 60 miles down the road. If you want to give and help out, if that's something that you can do, it's always hard to, it's harder and harder to make sure that your money that you're giving is going to go where it's supposed to go. So we'll handle that for you. If you go to our Civic Media webpage, civicmedia.us, right at the top, it says, help families affected by Hurricane Helene. Well, this money will go for hurricane victims Helene, and then, you know, if needed, I'm sure, for Milton, too. The American Red Cross, there's a link you can give there. There's an organization called Samaritan's Purse. They've also got a link there to World Kitchen, which helps to provide food. So those are three legit places for you to give. If you've got something you feel comfortable with, that's fine, but please be very careful because the scammers are out there. It's sad to say that when a tragedy like this happens, there's a certain element of people in the world that the first thing they think of is how can they benefit financially off of it. And there's a lot of scamming and a lot of taking of your money and not giving it to where it's supposed to go going on. So civicmedia.us, click the top link, and you can feel safe knowing that that money will go where it's supposed to go. Our keyword, as we're doing our backyard barbecue qualifying starting today, lanes, L-A-N-E-S. We'll have just a few qualifiers each day. So lanes, get that to us sometime today, and then tomorrow we'll contact those who have qualified. Now, everybody who qualifies is going to be invited to the backyard barbecue party, the giveaway. Party might be a stretch, but it's a giveaway. And that's October 30th, Wednesday, October 30th at the Lanes. Someone's going to win a grill that day and win a backyard barbecue for you and 14 of your closest friends, maybe 12 of your closest friends and a couple that you kind of wish weren't there, but they had to be there because you know, they're a friend of your spouse's or whatever. So it's good for 15. It's good for 15 people. All right. Whether you like everybody that's there or not, that's up to you. So we'll do that in the spring. We'll give it away October 30th, and then we'll do a little backyard barbecue in the spring. You'll get your free grill right away, courtesy of the Lanes here in Park Falls. So the Lanes, so L-A-N-E-S, Lanes is your keyword for today. We'll have a keyword each day this week and again next week as we qualify you for our backyard barbecue giveaway. It is a yearly tradition, running a little bit late, but summer is running late this year. So I think we're right on track with that. Did you see where a professor from the University of Massachusetts was awarded the Nobel Prize yesterday for the discovery of microRNA, which is a very tiny class of molecules that has a crucial role in determining how organisms mature and function. So he got an award for that. I was just pretty happy that I remembered to put milk in my Raisin Bran this morning and got that done. So everybody has their own goals, and this this professor from the University of Massachusetts making us all look bad. Overachiever. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson. Did you see this? He appointed a brand new school board today for Chicago. All the members resigned. All the members hung it up. They resigned. However, the new board will be very temporary as there is a school board election that is scheduled to take place next month. Some of the other headlines. President Biden has sent another 500 active duty troops into North Carolina to help with the cleanup of Helene. And they're going to be busy probably moving over to Milton here when that thing passes through. Hurricane Milton, by the way, currently is a Category 5 storm. It might slow down just a little bit when it hits land. It's supposed to hit land tomorrow, right? I haven't quite seen the updated time frame on that. But it's going to hit land tomorrow. And all indications are it's not going to be good. Not going to be good at all. Should we do our... I always forget every day to do our presidential fact. Not every day, but I usually wait till later because I forget to do our presidential fact of the day. So let's see if we can get it in here. Hang on, I need the fancy sound effect. Here we go.
And now for our presidential fact of the day.
America. All right, you may not be surprised to learn that the Oval Office hasn't always been occupied by the most wholesome and honorable of people. In fact, there have been several womenizing presidents, including at least five known to have fathered illegitimate children. Those include Thomas Jefferson, Warren G. Harding, William Henry Harrison, John Tyler, and Grover Cleveland. Those are the ones we know of. In President Cleveland's case, he was accused of assaulting a woman named Maria Halpin, who got pregnant and had his child while he was in office. To cover it up, he removed the child from her care and put him in an orphanage. He then put Halpin in a what we used to call a nut house, a lunatic asylum. So that's you think the presidential stuff. It's always been a little bit nuts. You give people power and money, and they do some weird things. So there you go. Are not necessarily an uplifting fact of the day, but nonetheless, an educational presidential fact of the day. Maybe it gives you a little bit of comfort to know that it's not just this generation of presidents that seems some of them seem to have issues. There's been some really, really good ones, and then there's those. We get you updated twice an hour on what's going on all around the state and all around the world. So ABC gets us rolling with our twice an hour news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Less than 2 weeks after Hurricane Helene slammed ashore along Florida's Gulf Coast, Hurricane Milton is now taking aim. The storm is expected to hit late tomorrow night. People are trying to leave Florida. ABC's Jim Ryan has more from the airport in Tampa.
With dozens of counties under a state of emergency, residents of coastal Florida didn't have to be told twice to run for safety. On Monday night, Tampa International Airport was crowded with people trying to get out of town. As the weather worsens, the airport is closing today.
The highways also packed this morning with tens of thousands of people trying to flee. Vice President Kamala Harris appearing on 60 Minutes saying of her November opponent,
I believe in my soul and heart. The American people are ready to turn the page.
Donald Trump was extended an offer to appear on the program as well. Separately, he agreed, but at the last moment pulled out. Two pioneers in machine learning and artificial intelligence awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics today. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A woman from North Carolina is waiting out the aftermath of Hurricane Helene in central Wisconsin. Melissa Kay has her story.
Andrea Ducklow said while things are devastated in Spruce Pine, North Carolina, people are getting help. But the spread of misinformation on social media is causing harm, too.
Don't politicize our disaster because there's a lot of people missing. There's a lot of people that have died, and there's a lot of people that lost everything.
I'm Melissa Kay.
A man is in jail after a weekend standoff in Waukesha. Police responded to a domestic incident on Saturday. The man barricaded himself in his home by the time officers arrived. De-escalation efforts failed, so officers used tear gas. The alleged victim and two police officers suffered minor injuries. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. A Burnett County deputy has received the life-saving award for his quick response to save a choking child. According to the Burnett County Sheriff's Office, Deputy Noah Barker responded to a 7-month-old child that was choking and managed to pull a large piece of plastic from the baby's throat. The baby resumed breathing normally immediately after. In a letter of commendation, Sheriff Tracy Finch praised Deputy Barker's quick, calm response and the use of his training to save the child from serious injury or worse. A horse in Eau Claire County has tested positive for Eastern equine encephalitis. According to Eau Claire City County Health Department officials, it is the first confirmed case of the disease in the county this year. In recent weeks, the Department of Health Services has warned Wisconsin residents to be vigilant in protecting themselves from mosquitoes, which are the primary spreaders of the disease. Eastern equine encephalitis cannot be spread from animal to human or human to human contact, only through mosquito bites. And while there currently is no human vaccine to prevent it, there is a vaccine for horses to try to prevent cases of the disease. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Bucks shooting guard injured. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks guard Gary Trent Jr. suffered a hyperextended left elbow in that preseason opener in Detroit. Trent signed in free agency from the Raptors. Damian Lillard looked good, scoring 15 points in 17 minutes, and talked about what his first year in Milwaukee was like.
It was just a blur. You know, I feel like everything happened so fast. You know, I think I came here 2 days before camp started, but I just feel way, way better coming into this year.
The Bucks host the Lakers in a preseason game Thursday night. NFL, the Packers, back at home, will host the Cardinals Sunday. Matt LaFleur says he expects Romeo Doubs will be back at practice tomorrow after meeting with the wide receiver yesterday. Were there any signs he was upset about something?
Like, with all due respect to everything, I appreciate your question. I'd rather, you know, what's done is done and we're moving forward. I expect us collectively as a team to continue to move that way.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know that 70% of the economy is you and me buying things? So a strong economy boils down to putting money into our pockets so we can buy more things. We've been led to believe that corporations are the job creators and that they drive the economy. We have been told that corporations won't expand and create jobs if they are not given large tax cuts as incentive. It's not true. The economy is not driven by the supply of goods. It is driven by our demand for goods. A living wage, affordable child care, paid family leave, and affordable housing puts money in our pockets and creates an economy that can benefit everyone. When political leaders underfund our families and communities and instead cut corporate taxes, they deny us the economic benefits we have a right to share in. So, it's a fair economy for everyone or tax cut for corporations. You must make that choice when you vote in November.
Paid for by Patriotic Millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Sponsored by Armstrong Pharmaceuticals.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-624-7544. 800-624-7544. 800-624-7544.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-60s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the northwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight clear with a low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
98Q Country.
Brothers Osborne, 98Q Country. Keyword as we are qualifying you starting today for our backyard barbecue giveaway. Lanes, L-A-N-E-S. Text that to us at some point today. Put that Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone and go to 98Q. Text us the word Lanes, L-A-N-E-S. You got all day to do that today. Tuesday mornings at this time at 7:45, we update you on what's going on at the Butternut Schools. And District Administrator there, Carolyn Pollitt, nice enough to join us. Carolyn, good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right. What's happening in the Butternut Schools today?
Well, all kinds of things are going on. We certainly are not bored here at school.
Good.
And, yeah, I just wanted to come on this morning and talk about a couple of things. One is I wanted to mention to everyone that we have one referendum listening session left. That is coming up on October 23rd. That's a Wednesday at 3:30 in the school LMC.
Okay.
And I am also hoping to direct more people and followers to our Butternut School Facebook page. We have been putting out information there, and that's a good way to gather information.
All right.
Yeah. And then lastly, I just wanted to do a little couple minutes this morning about math. As you probably see all over, Joel, there is lots of discussion about math instruction across the country and concerns also, and schools are equally concerned. However, I see a lot of negative comments about Common Core math or New Age math,
mm-hmm.
and I just wanted to offer another perspective and something for people to think about when they're talking about that. While we have found that there are some areas where we have had to change the method of teaching and really make sure that those foundational skills are solid, as kids are getting older, some of this actually new way of teaching math, it is very different, really stresses the conceptualization and critical thinking of math. And kids are solving problems in more than one way, and they're applying that to real-life situations, and they have to reason about it and discuss why. And I think what I'm seeing is that is carrying over and leading to stronger problem-solving skills. And, of course, I'm not sure of any longevity studies now, but these skills will hopefully lead to stronger employees in the workforce also.
Yeah.
So that's an exciting part about that, and I just wanted to briefly offer that this morning just for something else for people to consider.
Yeah, yeah. Anytime there's something new, there's always skepticism. That's part of the process. So you don't have the old record anymore. When I was a kid, we had the record, and we had to sit there, 2 plus 2, and then you had to write the number of the answer. We don't have that old record anymore, huh?
No. There are still speed drills, though.
All right. Good, good. I always did good on those. I always did good on those. It was the analyzing part that I struggled at.
Yeah,
all right.
And that's the part that we are pushing. Yep.
Yeah, yeah, it's very interesting. All right. Yeah. Well, as always, Carolyn, we encourage parents to get involved in their kids' schooling, whether it be just a simple little sit down with their teacher or whatever. That's very important. Very important, isn't it?
We're halfway through the quarter already.
Yeah, very good, Carolyn. Thank you for the update. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Have
you
a great day.
Carolyn Pollitt, she is district administrator for the Butternut School. Someone from the Butternut School, Carolyn or Troy with sports, joins us each Tuesday morning at this time, 7:45, to update you on what's going on at the Butternut School.
Can you hear me now? Rascal Flatts,
Toby Keith,
Martina McBride.
They play the best country music in town.
Play something country.
98Q Country.
Keyword is lanes, L-A-N-E-S. Get that to us sometimes today. Our backyard barbecue qualifying has begun. We're rising up to 60 today, starting out at about 31 right now.
Turn the quiet up, turn the noise down. Let this old world just spin around. I want to feel its way, want to feel its way, and put some feel good in my soul. Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke. Want a little more right and a little less left. A little more right now, a little less what's next. Act like tomorrow's 10 years away. Just kick back and let the feeling flow. Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke. Yeah. I set my sails for a new day. smoke a little smoke. Yeah. Dig down deep, find my glass, fill it up, take me back. Kick back, give a blues a spin, break out the wine, forget again. Dig down deep, strike my match, light it up, memory crash. Oh no, I don't know, baby, my take all night, better maybe break out that old rock and roll. Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke.
Eric Church at 98Q. Coach's Show. We'll talk with Coach Morgan and Coach Precourt. We do that Tuesday mornings. So that comes up after 9. If you miss it, we'll archive it at 98QCountry.com. John Michael.
I know you've heard that worn-out line about love at first sight. Well, I never knew those words were true till you walked in tonight. All it took was just one look knocking me off of my feet. Not a man of many words, so I'll make this short and sweet. Could you, would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight? Yeah, take a chance, slow dance, make a little romance, honey, it'll be alright. Girl, you got me wishing we were hugging and a kissing and a holding each other tight. So could you, would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight? I'm not trying to come on like some rhinestone Romeo. I'm looking for a whole lot more than a one-night rodeo. What can I do to prove to you I'm laying it on the line? I'll even get down on my knees just to beg you one more time.
John Michael Montgomery at 98Q Country, CatkinsAnimalRescue.org. If you're thinking about, I saw a picture yesterday of a brother and a sister adopted a couple of cats, and one of the cats they adopted was one that my wife and I actually rescued from, it was a very unique situation a few weeks back, so that was kind of cool. We all come together to make it work for our furry friends. Pet of the week this week is Scarlet, a five-month-old kitten. So check out Scarlet, CatkinsAnimalRescue.org, and maybe a cat or a dog is something that could fit into your family. If so, check it out, CatkinsAnimalRescue.org, or give them a call at 762-0122. Community reminder just for you from your friends right here at 98Q Country.
Want your business to thrive in northern Wisconsin? Join the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce today and showcase your business in the 2025 Price County Visitor's Guide. With 25,000 copies distributed across resorts, motels, restaurants, and Midwest sports shows, it's a great way to get noticed. Pick up a fall coupon book for $10 and save big with local businesses. Contact the Park Falls Chamber at 715-762-2703. Find them inside the Professional Building, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries, make that payment, or write that check? If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls.
County Line Express Station, Highway 70 between Fifield and Monaco is your one-stop shop. Open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Fall anglers grab live bait, tackle, and a St. Croix rod. Campers, they've got firewood and propane. Hunters, get your DNR licenses here. Check out large liquor selection, including wine. Explore up north apparel. Stock up on groceries, snacks, premium fuel, diesel, and lottery tickets. Plus, enjoy 10% off all Stearns life jackets for the whole family. They also have an ATM, deer corn, and apples are coming soon. County Line Station, Highway 70 West, Monaco, Wisconsin.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Sponsored by Armstrong Pharmaceuticals.
98Q Country.
There's so much going on in this town. To keep me busy, I've been running around. Up and down all these avenues. Doing everything but thinking about you. As long as I stay on the mind, I'm fine. The city side of those city limit signs. You don't really cross my mind. As soon as I get out here on the outskirts, I wish I was running by your house first. Something about a summer in the South Shore shines like gold down these old Round Bell River Valley back roads. Way back in the hollow where the grass grows. God almighty, baby, we were that close. Ditching this town, settling down. I'd be on the Granger Saturday fence. Little starter house, we finally outgrown. 1,200 feet, we're back.